Hi, this is Deborah. Breaking up is hard to do. It really is. It's hard because when we really care about people, we'll do whatever we can to avoid hurting their feelings. We hear ourselves saying things like, "It's not you, it's me," or "You're a really great person. I just don't think this is going anywhere." Or, "We just want different things out of life. I hope we can still be friends." We hem and haw and we skirt the issue. And sometimes we even stay longer than we know we should. And possibly even sacrifice our integrity just so we don't have to hurt them. Sometimes we even try to convince ourselves that we feel differently than we really do, just so we can get along, just so we can keep the peace, or so we don't have to make waves. But eventually, the truth will win out. It always does. Eventually, we'll have to make a choice between living the life we're meant to live and living someone else's version of that life. Abraham Maslow, who developed the hierarchy of needs, believed that true self-actualization includes, among other things, the ability to live independent of the opinions of others. And this includes the opinions of our friends, our pastors, our mentors, and our parents. Those people whose well-meaning advice can often put a real damper on our dreams and the plans we have for our futures. And this is not because they're not willing to see things from our perspective. It's because everyone, and that, yes, that includes us, everyone is looking at the world through their own lens of perspective, based on their own individual experiences and fears and dreams. And when we tell them about our dreams or our plans, or when they look at the choices we're making, they can't help but project their own preferences and fears and opinions on them. So breaking up with these people may be necessary. But it doesn't have to mean kicking them out of our lives. It doesn't mean turning our backs on them, and it doesn't even mean that we have to distance ourselves from them. I mean, you could still hang out with them if you want to. You could still be friends. They can still be your parents, your siblings, your family. You can continue to love and care for them and spend time with them. You can keep them as your neighbors, as your coworkers and bosses and mentors and ministers. Breaking up just means that you take responsibility 100% for the decision to live your life independent of their opinions. This is about making the decision to consult your own beliefs, your own moral compass, and to rely on your own personal values, as well as that still small voice within, as the ultimate authority when making the decisions and the choices that affect how you're going to show up in life and which road you'll take. Joseph Campbell said, "What will they think of me will need to be set aside for bliss." Wow, I don't know if a life of bliss is actually an option, but a certain amount of it is definitely a worthy pursuit. My name is Deborah Barron. I'm a life and business coach in private practice. I work with courageous women who are done with being stuck and playing small and are ready to uncover the unique gift they really came here to share with the world. If you'd like more information about me and what I do, you can visit my website at www.deborahbarron.net, or you can email me at deborah@deborahbarron.net. I'd love to hear from you.